Well, to campaign 2016 now, Donald Trump has been ratcheting up the rhetoric about the election being rigged. Yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press, his running mate, Mike Pence, was asked if the campaign would accept the election results.
We will absolutely accept the results of the election. Look, the American people will speak in an election that will culminate on November the 8th. But the American people are tired. Okay. Of the obvious bias in the national media. That's where the sense of a rigged election goes here.
But Trump's also been saying that polling places are rigged. Here's Trump surrogate Rudy Giuliani on ABC's This Week.
If you want me to tell me that I think the election of Philadelphia and Chicago is going to be fair, I would have to be a moron to say that. I mean, I would have to dislearn everything I learned in 40 years of being a prosecutor.
The Republican Party of Philadelphia would disagree with you. They looked into the
others are as well. Republicans who run the polls in battleground states like John Husted, Ohio's Secretary of State, also disagree. He said today the claims are irresponsible. And let's go to Philadelphia. David Thornburg is head of the Committee of 70, a nonpartisan watchdog group in Philly. He joins us on Skype. And David, your response to Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani's claims of polls being rigged?
Well, there's no basis in fact. I mean, they seem to be repeating this claim with increasing volume and increasing frequency as if that will make it true. But they're never citing any facts, so it's a little hard to refute non-facts.
Well, many Trump supporters are referring to the fact that in the 2012 Republican presidential election, Mitt Romney received no votes in 59 voting divisions in Philadelphia.
Well, my reaction to that is, have you been to Philadelphia recently? Mm-hmm. Where there's an almost 8-to-1 Democratic registration edge. And it's absolutely not out of the question if you went to those neighborhoods that you would turn up no votes for Mitt Romney. The same was true. We looked into the city of Chicago. I think there were 37 precincts with no votes for Romney. And Cleveland, we looked at 17. That in and of itself certainly doesn't make a case for the wholesale fraud that the Trump campaign seems to be suggesting.
Well, even Joe DeFelice, who's chair of the local Republican Party there in Philly, says, I'm not going to sit up there and talk about divisions because they happen to be in areas more prone to vote for Barack Obama than Mitt Romney. Exactly what you said. It's entirely plausible. Look, are you saying that things have gotten better, that there may have been problems in the distant past, but they don't exist now?
The thing to know about election system is it's a human system. It's there are thousands of people involved in it at the ground level, serving essentially as volunteers. So mistakes happen. There's a lot of human error in the system. But it's a big jump between human error, you know, literally copying down some numbers wrong, and the kind of fraud that the Trump folks are suggesting.
Well, there have been isolated cases. A woman who voted on behalf of her mother, a woman who wrote in her own name on a ballot while another voter was in a polling booth. You know, people have been charged and have pled guilty. But what about the 1993 special election for a state Senate seat there in Philadelphia? Absentee ballots were thrown out.
Absentee ballots were thrown out and the court overturned the election. That was 23 years ago. And I think that sent a signal across the system that you can't get away with this sort of stuff anymore.
Well, Philly.com reported last week that in Philadelphia, 8 people have been arrested for voter fraud since 2013. Of course, thousands and thousands of ballots cast. And there's so much other research. The Brennan Center's report, The Truth About Voter Fraud, found most reported incidents of fraud were, as you said, traceable to other things such as clerical errors. And that incident rates were between 0.00004 and 0.0009%. And yet, David Thornburg, do you feel that trust in the democratic process in the U.S. is being eroded?
Well, that's what worries me about Trump's claims, is that by asserting this louder and louder, he is in fact eroding the trust and integrity that people have. Not to mention, I think that there's some undertone here that's trying to keep people from the polls, which is also very disturbing. Elections are very localized community endeavors. You know, we have 1,700 divisions here in Philadelphia. Each one of them has usually 4 or 5 older people staffing the polls. That's who we count on to uphold the integrity of the process.
Well, and by the way, people can participate. They can be watchdogs. Trump is asking his people to go to the polling places. But how does it work in Pennsylvania? Can you come from outside the county? How does it work?
No, the state election code requires that a poll watcher who gets a certificate from the party has to live in the county that he or she is going to watch. So we're really trying to guard against this sort of vigilante justice that I think is being suggested here.
That's David Thornburg, head of the Committee of 70, a nonpartisan watchdog group in Philadelphia. Do you mind if I ask your party affiliation?
I'm a registered independent.
Okay. David, thank you.
You're welcome.